Teach Me to Code, episode 51. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another Teach Me to Code podcast. This is Charles Max Wood, and this week we're going to be talking about a principle of being nice within the community, helping each other out. It's something that came up at Mountain West Ruby Conference, and it was something that kind of struck me as important. So it's not directly talking about coding, but it's talking about our communities, and I think it's important. Before we get started, I want to introduce our sponsor. We have New Relic. New Relic RPM is one of the best application management tools out there. I use it on my applications, and it works great. It gives you a readout on where things are slowing down, what your database load is, what your load is on your servers, and things like that. It's just a really great resource if you have an application and need to keep track of what's going on. It does Ruby, Java, .NET, PHP, just, you know, pretty much any web technology out there that you're using. So, you know, check it out. Go give it a try. They have a free level that gives you pretty good stats. You know, just go to newrelic.com. Or you can go through our website and click on the banner on the right, and that gives us a little credit. Lets them know that you came through us. Now, I am going to jump in and get started. It's something that I've really been thinking about, you know, since it came up at Mountain West Ruby Conference. Basically, the discussion centered around a mantra that was going through the Ruby community about 5 or 6 years ago, and it had been shortened to Minaswan, M-I-N-A-S-W-A-N, and it's an acronym for Mats is nice, and so we are nice. Mats, or Yukihiro Matsumoto, is the programmer from Japan that created the Ruby programming language, and so the mantra was that since Matt or Yukihiro Matsumoto is such a nice guy, then we'll be nice people, and we'll help people coming into the community and learning to program in Ruby. And it's interesting because the Ruby community has kind of lost some of that. You know, not necessarily that people are flaming each other, but it's more that, you know, people aren't going out of their way to help each other out. And there have been a few flame wars that have gone on. And I think it's important to consider that it's not necessarily the right thing to do to flame somebody. But, you know, even beyond that, it makes a difference if you reach out and try and help somebody out, help them understand, help them get better. When I was first learning to program, or really when I was getting into IT even, you would go out looking for solutions, and inevitably you would get something like, oh, you're such a noob, I can't believe you don't know, blah, 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 you know, this is so simple, it's so easy, and, you know, you should definitely be, you know, able to do this, and, you know, it doesn't help to belittle somebody, you know, or point out, well, gee, you don't know that, that's, you know, that's basic stuff. You know, it doesn't help. If they don't know it, they don't know it. And in some cases, they just haven't been put in a position where they needed to encounter it, and so they just didn't learn it. And so I think this mantra, this idea of being nice, of helping out, of being a part of the community is an important one, because it gives us an idea of maybe somewhere where we can help out. And even if you're not an expert, even if you're just a noob, you know, even if you're just getting started, you know, that's something that you can contribute. And I really, really just wanted to talk a little bit about that, and maybe add something to the movement that Mike, who's been on the podcast before, incidentally, who organizes the Mountain West Ruby Conference, is trying to start. And so if you go to minaswan.github.com, he has the beginnings of kind of a blog or website where he's going to be discussing some of the Minaswan ideas, some of the ways that you can contribute to the community, and, you know, in a way that helps people come into the community. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I think people can do, but, you know, that's also a good place. They're actually looking to coin a new mantra that talks about how you can make a difference in the community. Now, there are a couple of things that you can do, you know, regardless of whatever your level or what you think your level is with whatever programming language or framework you use that can make a difference in the community. I think one of the biggest and easiest ones, and this is something that Peter Cooper and I talked about when I interviewed him, is just to start a blog. I mean, when I was working for PME Media Group, they started a technical blog that they expected the developers to post to, you know, once a week or so. And most of the stuff on there was pretty basic stuff. I mean, there was one that I put up there that was, here's how you get the MySQL driver for Ruby to work on a 64-bit system, you know. And other people got up there and they posted, you know, little snippets of code to do one thing or another. But they were all, you know, relatively basic. I don't think there was anything in there that was mind-blowing or deep. And the thing is there's many people looking and trying to learn that can use something like that as there are people out there trying to pick up the more advanced stuff. And honestly, the people who are out there trying to pick up the more advanced stuff, it seems like most of them are actually thinking about more along the concepts of programming rather than the actual implementation of one algorithm or another. And so in those cases, I mean, if you really want to be putting things on your blog to that level, you know, you're going to have to be talking and thinking about, you know, the essence of programming as opposed to how to do X in Y language. Another way that you can jump in and get involved and help people out is to make videos. You know, tutorial videos or just videos where you basically run through a Prezi or a Prezi is basically a presentation you can get at Prezi.com or a PowerPoint or something like that, where you basically explain basic concepts for a language or programming concept or something like that, that can help people, you know, be better and do better. I do some of that at teachmetocode.com. It's pretty focused. They're screencasts and they're pretty focused on Ruby or Rails or JavaScript or things like that. You know, technologies that I'm using at the moment. But, you know, you can get involved. You can make them. You can make five-minute video, you know, that just says, hey, here's how you set this up, or here's how you do this, here's how you install this, here's how you use this tool. And that kind of stuff really helps. And, you know, if you can do it in a tone that's not a, you know, anybody but a complete noob could totally do this without thinking about it, you know, it really will make a difference. And it'll make people feel like they can get involved. They can come to you and ask you questions and, you know, get the response that they deserve. And, you know, and then you're adding to the community that you're working in. This reminds me, too, of a conversation I had with a couple of people up at Mountain West Ruby Conference. I mentioned that I had been doing some coaching on how to program in Ruby on Rails. And one of the guys said, well, are you coaching people in India? And I kind of misunderstood the question. That was basically what he was asking. And I said, yeah, I'm not. And then I realized, oh, he's asking me if I'm coaching people who live in India and want to learn how to program in Rails. And so, you know, I amended that and I said, no, I'm not. But, you know, he was getting a little bit frustrated by the idea of somebody, you know, teaching somebody in India how to program in Ruby on Rails. And the reason was that he felt like by doing that, you were effectively replacing somebody here in the U.S. And I don't necessarily agree. Even if you're teaching somebody in the U.S., you're not necessarily replacing somebody in the U.S. It seems like, at least right now, there's plenty of work to go around. Plenty of jobs for people to do, and, you know, it's just not that big a deal. The other thing is teaching people overseas, the advantage to that is that you kind of get first dibs on getting them to help you with your work, which is, you know, kind of a convenient thing, because you're effectively getting inexpensive help from somebody who can, you know, probably do an okay job. And the other thing is, you know, you're bettering somebody else's position. And as far as going overseas to actually get the programming done, the people who are going to do that, they're going to do that. And there are already plenty of people out there overseas who are going to do that job, you know, that can do it, that, you know, that are available for hire. I can amend the, that can do it. Some of them can and some of them can't. And, you know, you have to be careful if you're going overseas to hire a programmer to make sure that they can do the job. And I had that conversation with a client of mine. Anyway, so that's one thing to think about. So, you know, teaching somebody overseas isn't going to replace your job. The other thing is if you teach somebody here, it's not necessarily going to replace you either. I mean, ultimately, people are looking for a developer who has enough experience to build what they need in a reasonable amount of time at a reasonable cost. And so if they're going to pay you $100 an hour or $200 an hour, you know, ultimately what you're going to find is that they're going to pay you that because they think you have the experience to get it done right. And they're okay with paying that amount to get the job done right. And the people who aren't willing to pay that and want the job done right, they're going to have to compromise one way or the other, is ultimately the way I see it. So, you know, right now I'm charging new clients $100 an hour. And you know, there are people out there that'll do it for 40 or 50 or 60 bucks an hour. But you're not paying for the quality of work that you're getting from me. I can usually get it done more quickly, which may or may not save you money depending on how much more quickly I can get it done. But, you know, ultimately you get your application fully tested and you know that it works right. And you know that I have enough experience to where I'm not going to have to spend a ton of time designing the system. Rather, I'm going to be just building the system. And anyway, so coming back around to being nice, you know, doing these kinds of training, you know, spending time with people and helping them out, or putting together the blog posts or putting together the screencasts, you know, there's no threat to you with that. If anything, it helps you build your reputation and helps people find you so that they can give you work. There are a few other areas you can help out with. Most programming communities have some kind of room or what do you call them? Channel. They have a channel on an IRC server somewhere. I know that the Ruby and Rails ones are on freenode.net. You know, but you can get on any number of IRC servers, find a channel for whatever it is you want to learn about. And you can jump in there and ask questions, or you can jump in there and help answer them. And that's a really good way to go, too. Another way is to go out to conferences, or even better, apply to speak at the conferences and see if there's something you have to offer that somebody else needs or wants to learn. So, I mean, those are just some of the ideas that I have for ways of communicating communicating within your community and contributing to the overall effort of helping other people learn and get better. And, you know, if you can reach out, if you can do so in a kind way, it really makes a huge difference. And as more people come to know about your technology of choice, the more people that are going to come and want to hire to that technology of choice. And I've seen that really happen with the Ruby and Rails community. The community has grown and grown and grown, and with it, the market has grown. And it's because the business people go and talk to their technical friends, and their technical friends say, hey, check out this technology. You know, I've heard good things about it. The developers are good. They communicate well. And, you know, so again, I mean, the more widespread the technology becomes, sure, you're saturating a market, but I think also you're building a market. So I know that this is kind of short, but that's really what I've been thinking about lately and what I wanted to cover. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll fire up the music here again. And I just want to thank you for listening. I'm trying to be more consistent about the podcast. I realized that I missed a week there. It really happened due to me just planning on going to Mountain West Ruby Conference. And I wanted to release Chad Fowler's interview while I was at the conference, so I missed a week there. But anyway, so I'm trying to get to the point where I can record them ahead of time. If there's somebody that you want me to interview for the podcast, email me, chuck@teachmetocode.com, and let me know. You can also email me if you have any Ruby or Rails work that you need done. That can be maintaining, updating, or upgrading an existing application or creating a new one. You can also email me if you want one-on-one coaching in Ruby or Rails. I do that. I also started recording for two other podcasts that I had in the past. One of them is the Rails Coach podcast, and you can get that at railscoach.com. And basically, this podcast used to be the Rails Coach podcast. And what happened was I was maintaining two different setups in two different places. And so I wound up making the Rails Coach podcast into the Teach Me to Code podcast. You know, it worked out. I think it was a good move at the time. But I find myself wanting to talk more and more about Ruby and Rails and specific things with Ruby and Rails. So I started up the Rails Coach podcast again. So if you want to, the podcasts are about 10 minutes long. And basically the idea is that I can talk about concepts that are specific to Ruby and Rails. I also started up the Intentional Excellence podcast again. I let that lapse for about a year. I just gotten busy. And that's basically, hey, here's what's going on with my life. You know, if you want to kind of connect with me personally, that's a good way to do it. I don't necessarily record it for anyone but myself, but, you know, I put it out there in case other people are interested. So, I mean, it's just kind of my efforts to succeed in whatever I'm doing. And finally, I'm teaching a Ruby on Rails course through CodeLesson.com. So if you go to CodeLesson.com and find the Ruby on Rails course there, it's actually starting in about a week and a half on April 4th. So you need to sign up before then in order to get into the course. So I highly recommend you go check that out and jump on. There are a few other things I have in the works I'll probably be announcing as I get to them. And I'll let you know about those as well. I'm also going to, I want to thank NewRelic.com again for sponsoring this podcast. And, you know, I just want to remind you that writing the code is the easy part.